Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. So when you think about a place of worship, you think of people worshiping. Whether it's studying spiritual teachings or participating in a worship service. But that really only covers a few hours out of the week at a mosque or at a church. So what about the rest of the time? When people aren't worshiping, what is a place of worship?
Congregations might use their space on Friday, Saturday, Sunday for worship services. Mm-hmm. But their space can accommodate more than that, and they want it to do more than that. So helping congregations think about what else could be happening in their space that still aligns with their values is really, really important.
This is Sarah Jones. She works for an organization called Partners for Sacred Places.
We are dedicated to the active community use and sound stewardship of historic houses of worship in the United States. And we see that active community use as really key to sound stewardship.
Sarah's organization is working on a project that kind of sounds like their own name. It's called Southside Artists for Sacred Spaces. And they're working with 17 different congregations across 10 different faith traditions to both preserve historic buildings of worship and also get people to use those buildings. And one of those congregations is the First Presbyterian Church of Chicago, or First Church for short. It's a huge historic church in the Woodlawn neighborhood of Chicago, and it's led by Pastor David Black. Is it Reverend Black, should I say, or Reverend David? Or
you should go by Pastor Black.
Pastor Black, okay. Mm-hmm. And listening to him talk about it, stewardship is his jam.
When I look at the landscape of America and the way that cities and suburbs are built, there's really a lack of public space where community and culture can advance. Mm-hmm. And churches, I think, church buildings are one of the most underutilized resources in American communities.
It's intriguing, right? Putting congregations together with artists.
Some congregations will see, you know, the creation and exhibition of art as something sacred. Right. Some congregations have a value and are committed to affirming and supporting folks of marginalized communities or identities. And so providing space for queer artists or artists of color is going to be something they're going to be really interested in. Some congregations are going to be interested in things like immigration advocacy and justice. And so providing a space in which art can facilitate that kind of conversation or that supports immigrant artists is going to be aligned with their mission, mm-hmm. right? And that's going to be something that they are going to be proud that their space can facilitate.
Sarah says it's not as simple as just throwing an artist in a synagogue in a room and seeing the magic happen. They sometimes need to get artists on board and make sure a place of worship is where they would want to spend their creative time.
I think that if you don't have a deep or maybe a good history with faith communities, it's hard to think past what happens there on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. And so helping artists see that these congregations care about more than, you know, singing hymns or hearing a good sermon, but they actually do care about things like art and justice and service, mm-hmm. those are the things that are going to help them see the possibility for relationship and see the possibility to do something more together.
One of the artists Sarah is talking about is Max Lee. He's a photographer and interdisciplinary artist, and he lives on the South Side.
Do we hear ourselves?
Yes.
You can hear yourself. Currently, Max is in leadership at First Church. He's the art czar. But initially, before he even knew Pastor Black, he was wandering around the South Side when he came upon this huge, reverent building, First Church.
It's Gothic, right? Gothic. And it's heavy. It's heavy, but at the same time, the inside, it's also tender in the way that, like, all the corners, all the little details around the rails. And so I think, like, it's timeless.
Southside Artists in Sacred Spaces is a pilot program and is funded mostly by the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. Today, we're going to hear how the program is going so far with Max and Pastor Black at First Church. They start by talking about their meet cute, which took place on a day when Max was in the area with his camera. He had a hunch that some of the rumors he was hearing about the area weren't painting a full picture. No pun intended.
Here's a real comment that I get a lot. It's like, people are like, oh, do not go past a certain streets because of the prejudice. And, you know, so like, I just like, one day I'm like, I'm going to push my bike. I'm going to go see. I'm going to go explore. And then a few blocks later, I start seeing like this big Gothic building. I was like, what is this? It's just like, what? And I parked it and I started like photographing it. That's my photographer, you know, mindset. And I started photographing. And I wandered into that courtyard of the garth of the church. And then Pastor Black was walking somewhere out of the building. That's how we encountered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me about that, Pastor Black. What happened? How did y'all meet?
Yeah, we just sort of stumbled into each other, and I introduced myself and asked if he wanted to see the inside of the church too. So I gave him a tour, and we talked about the arts and the arts in the South Side. And I previously had worked at Judson Memorial Church in New York City, and because of that experience of being in a church that's radically open to artists, I'd always dreamed of pastoring a church that had artists in residence, and I told Max that. And I sort of soft pitched it to him, and he was interested. And we found a space that had a little kitchenette so he could set up a dark room. And really, to the church's credit, when I presented this idea to the elders, they were so willing to take the risk. Barely knowing Max, barely knowing me, I'd only been there a few months at that point. They were open and flexible and willing to try it. And that's really been their attitude throughout this process that we built the church into an arts institution. And Max was really our guinea pig, in a sense, as we figured out what that could look like to sort of create a wedge that more artists could come into after Max.
Mm-hmm. Max, how or where were you finding creative space in Chicago before this residency blossomed?
Good question. At first, I'll be looking at, there's like artist lofts. There's a lot of like DIY studios here and there. Especially you can see like there's certain neighborhoods that's like peaking with, like artist run spaces or DIY spaces. But I had a studio in West Chinatown like way back. Mm-hmm. And the wait list for that was like 7 months or something. And really it's a different kind of, it just takes a long time and it's far, cause I live in the South Side too. Mm-hmm. So like it was so far and I just give up. I just give up looking for spaces until I stumbled upon this, collaboration or partnership with the First Church. So that's kind of how I was working.
I'd love to hear how the partnership started to go. I mean, how did you get started and what was one of the first projects that you worked on, Max, when became a resident?
Yeah, the first event actually like it's as serendipitous as like how we met. It's like I had an elementary school friend from China who is like a lifelong like classic vocalist. Like she was does like operas and like those music like vocal classic vocal, I would say. And then like she was like, hey Max, I'm coming to Chicago, like do you have a place for like I would like to practice something? And then I was like, come and I'll host your practice and then maybe we can do a concert. And it just naturally happened. We did the spring concert, and that's like the very first event I organized in the space. And it was like nerve-wracking, but at the same time, like very fulfilling because I was like, oh, look at this beautiful space. And we turn it on with this beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. Like this person is my elementary school friend from China. It's like, how is that? But it happened. So that's kind of the very first project.
Yeah. Wow, I love that it was music-based. I just, and you're talking about this huge Gothic building. Mm. I know in the past, you, Pastor Black, had talked to my colleague Adorna Migade, and she described the church as echoey. Mm. And I'm just trying to envision like listening to the echoes of a music performance. It sounds like it would be really beautiful. Woo! I would love to hear you talk about your vision for bringing artists into the space and, you know, kind of launching with this type of sound-rich event. You know, is this a part of the vision that you had?
Mm, yeah. I love that you said the church is echoey. I think that's true in multiple senses. I think being a church with such a deep, rich legacy and really being future-oriented, really thinking about what are we building for the next generation and for seven generations from now, the way that those communities echo with each other and the way that we receive the echoes from both sides, I think that's so core to the vision of what we're trying to do. The First Presbyterian Church of Chicago is actually the first church organized in this area before Chicago even existed. And from its very beginning, it's organized around really radical politics about social change and really social creation as this town and city of Chicago were coming together. It was founded as an abolitionist society and housed the first public school in Chicago and also the first cultural and civic center where public debate happened, where the first concert took place. It participated in the Underground Railroad. The church just turned 190, and the way that we're expressing that legacy now is in our commitment to artists and to specifically the artists of Woodlawn and the South Side. We really want our space to be a place where community and culture can flourish. And part of the motivating vision, I grew up in Europe. And in a lot of European towns and cities, you see that the urban planning is arranged around a central cathedral. And before the Reformation, there were no pews. And so people would go to these cathedrals and like walk around and engage with each other and talk to each other. And it really was a public square. And I think that there's no reason that a church shouldn't be that now. I think reclaiming the roots of what it means to be a cathedral in a community is the future as well as the past. It's those echoes. Really, what we want this to be is a place specifically for artists who are rooted in the South Side, both creatively and in terms of their own personal history and family history. Max is from China, and I'm not from Chicago. And every artist who has come in after Max has been from the South Side and really rooted in its heritage and its culture. Mm-hmm. We try and create like equitable ways of having access and making sure that like the people that we invite in aren't just coming in to do an event and then leave, but really seeing it as a place that belongs to them and where they belong. And we're really seeing that work. I mean, so many days of the week, I'll walk into the church and have no idea who the people are who are in the church. But there's just this deep sense of good faith that permeates everything that happens there. And I imagine continuing to build an arts institution that really is built on that good faith, that sense that we don't need to create barriers to access. And in fact, the more flexible and open and accessible we can be, the better the institution is and the better it can serve the people who are a part of it.
Mm-hmm. What do you notice when you invite people into the space? What do you notice when they encounter the inside for the first time? Why don't you talk about that first, Pastor Black?
Yeah. There's a sense in the space. It's not institutional. It's not – the spaces are kind of weirdly shaped sometimes. And I think that there's a sense people have that this is a space where you can play and you can imagine. Mm. And I think it engages a different part of us than the part that thinks, how can I do work here? It's sort of, how can my joys be engaged?
People come in, they're like, wow. Like the first reaction is like, wow, right? Like my first reaction of the space was like, wow. And then I was like, oh, like, artists are kind of like the fungi of society. We're able to turn like, you know, anything that may not be paid attention to into something like a little mushroom, like something that's like a bud.
Yes. Right?
So like I come in, with my way of seeing, I was like, oh, these spaces, the different scales and purposes and utility of all these spaces, like, how do I turn? Like, how is it turned on?
Mm-hmm.
Being all enthusiastic and ambitious and, like, charged up, ready to build and then burn out and then regain my, like, recharge and then do his...
Yeah.
That's been very... very rewarding in many ways because I learn about the community, I learn about Chicago, I learn about who I am,
mm-hmm.
I learn about what it means to make art, and then in relation to spirituality. Yeah.
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 Max Lee is a photographer, interdisciplinary artist, and art czar at First Church. Max, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Pastor David Black leads the First Presbyterian Church of Chicago in Woodlawn. Pastor Black, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. May I just offer a tag? If anyone listening is an artist in the South Side or knows and loves an artist in the South Side who wants space where their practice can flourish, please come find us, come meet us. Our space is for you. You can find us online at chicagofirstchurch.org or just stumble in the way that Max did. We're always around and we would love to see you.
And thank you to Sarah Jones, Associate Director of Community Engagement at Partners for Sacred Places. You can learn more about the programs we talked about today at sacredplaces.org. And that's it for today. Justin Bull, Sarah Stark, and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve edits the show. Brendan Banizak is our executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening to the show. I'll talk to you tomorrow.